This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Hey now, catch me quick before I walk away. Tell me if there's something I should say.
That's Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces from the Jayhawks' latest recording, Paging Mr. Proust. With more than a few Americana classics under their collective belt, the Minneapolis natives sound energized and excited 30 years into their career. Through that time, lead singer-songwriter and guitarist Gary Louris has been a driving force behind the band's success. Jayhawks play the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tonight, and Gary joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces is such a great way to start a record. That chorus hits really quickly, and those gorgeous harmonies. Was that an easy choice? Do you sweat about which song should lead the record?
Yeah, and I'm not particularly good at that. There's certain people are just, it's called sequencing a record, and it's not that easy. And I usually hand it off. In this case, our producer or co-producer, Peter Buck, was instrumental in doing the sequencing along with a couple other people putting input. But I'm not particularly good at it. It's difficult. But that seemed pretty obvious. Even when I write a set list for a show, there are just certain songs that just feel like the opener, you know, and certain songs feel like the final song. And
sure.
It's just funny how that is.
You mentioned R.E.M.'s Peter Buck, and Tucker Martin also produced with you on this
right.
record. You picked a couple heavy hitters there. Was there a sound you were looking for, or just something new?
You know, it was serendipitous, really, with Peter, in that we played his Todos Santos Music Festival down in Mexico 2 years running. And last year, he knew we were getting ready to make a record, and he was a fan, and he's a huge music freak. And he's one of those guys, post-R.E.M., he just wants to keep working. So he just threw his hat in the ring, and his name kind of stuck in my head and became apparent. We were going to work where he lived, which was in Portland, Oregon. And our management also suggested, when we were talking names, a guy named Tucker Martin, who's a very talented producer in his own right, has done many things, including My Morning Jacket. And he has a beautiful studio, and he's in Portland. And then it just kind of came about that it made sense to have kind of this team. And we made a conscious decision early on that we wanted to make a vibey record over a clinically perfect record. And I think we achieved what we wanted.
Well, one of the songs, Pretty Roses in Your Hair, I sometimes forget what a good guitarist you are. And part of that song reminded me of that classic pop band, The Association. And then there's, and then some pretty loud, crunchy guitar comes in halfway through. And it must be fun to play those two elements off of each other.
Oh, it is. It's totally the dark light, the quiet loud, but very soft, like a twisted The Association, which may not mean much to some younger listeners. But, you know, we have a part in Pretty Roses like, bum, bum, bum. And I love doing that, knowing that this huge fuzz is going to come out in the second half that's almost like satanic in a way. So it's kind of angelic, satanic. And I love that. Yeah, I turn into a different person when I play guitar.
And it makes an appearance, too, on the song Ace, which I think is the most atypical song maybe for the Jayhawks on this record, where it has, you know, a simple drum loop and then some weird synth sounds and the wild guitar stuff comes in. Very few lyrics. But you seem really comfortable in that setting, and I wondered where it came from.
Well, it's atypical to what people think are the Jayhawks or me, but if it's just one of those things when you get known for something, you get a bit typecast. I'm very comfortable. I definitely do on my own. I do a lot more electronic or experimental stuff that I hope will come out at some point. It was one take, that song, and it was went on for over 11 minutes. The record version is an edited version, But yeah, we just went at it, and then we did it, and it was like, well, that was a bit of magic, and let's move on.
Don't disappoint me. Don't disappoint.
I recently did some work with Django Haskins from Durham-based favorite The Old Ceremony, and there's another North Carolina connection in the song Come Back Kids. You had me with that song on the very first line about catching an early morning flight from Minneapolis with nothing but a carry-on bag and a ticket in your hand, and I could picture that in my mind.
A Southwest ticket in my hand. I was hoping to get some endorsement from Southwest.
Get them free miles?
Nothing yet.
Nothing
yeah.
yet.
But yes, that song has, you know, people are like, what are you saying? RDU, which is Raleigh Durham. And I mean, I don't want to go too much into it because I dated a really wonderful girl who lived in Durham, and I would go visit her every month. And anyway, she's no longer with us. And it was really, so it's a very emotional song for me, and I have a real connection with that whole triangle, so I always feel like I'm dedicating it to her every time I sing it.
I drove out to Hubert Humphrey at 5 in the morning with a carry-on bag and a Southwest ticket in my hand.
Gary Loris writes songs, sings, and plays guitar in the band The Jayhawks. The new record is called Paging Mr. Proust, and he'll be playing the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro tonight. Thanks for your time, Gary.
Thank you, Eric.
You're waiting at the gate in the same dress you wore the night I met you. You raced past the desk clerk. She looked up for